Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Hey, Ross, are the Lions in deep trouble? Deep trouble.
Yeah, they are. And listen, from an Eagles perspective, it's great. From a football perspective and like a humanity perspective, I really think it stinks. I mean, they've never been to a Super Bowl. This was supposed to be the year, and I've never seen anything like it. They have 13 guys on defense on IR. They basically have almost an entire starting defense on IR, including by far their 2 best defensive linemen. They just lost Carlton Davis, who was their best corner. I'm not sure how many of these guys they're getting back. I know they are getting back my buddy Alex Anzalone, who's from down the road in Wyomissing, where I'm from. He's their captain middle linebacker. He'll be back. I don't think they're getting very many of these guys back.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing.
Isn't it 8 of their defensive starters? I heard it's 8.
Yeah, well, now they also lost.
That sounds right.
That's outrageous.
And David Montgomery is now. He's gone.
And now David Montgomery is a big one. David Montgomery is a really big one because they're going to have to outscore people. And, you know, you're going to need both running backs to do it. And now you lose Montgomery, who's like a fantastic player and clearly a guy that – John would be a favorite. I mean, let's put it this way, Joe. You know I do on Tuesdays power rankings on my podcast. They were 1 almost like for like the last month or so. I dropped them down to 4 now. Yeah. I mean, it's a big shame. Difference.
Yeah, now look, we've seen a couple teams every once in a while. Like, I remember that there was a Cardinals team 1 year. There was like 10-1 and Carson Palmer went down. And then the next quarterback went down. And then they got to the playoffs. They had no shot. They were on third-string quarterback. They had a great record. They had no shot. Mm-hmm. So it happens sometimes. All right, let's listen to Sirianni. Obviously, the 1 seed is squarely on the table. Now, the Eagles don't control their own destiny. But we asked Nick yesterday about the 1 seed and his messaging to the team. Nick, do you message to the guys this week, will you message the 1 seed reality? I mean, do you even spend 10 seconds on we want the 1 seed, or do you not even address that?
Not even a little bit. Our sole focus is control what we can control, and what we can control is our game. Like, you know, and that's not to say that fans and you guys shouldn't talk about it all the time. I know you guys will.
Yeah. But
our focus is what can we control? If we keep winning and you know, if we win this week, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, but we can't focus on that. Like, the more you focus on things that you can't control, like the 1 seed or playing the Giants or the Cowboys, anybody other than the Washington, is the less you're going to focus on the things that you can control that have a direct effect of if you win or lose this week. And I'm a firm believer in that. I think John Wooden, when I read one of his books, he talked a lot about that. The more you think about the things that you can't control, the less you're going to be able to focus on the things that you can.
I think it's wise. I think it's very wise by Sirianni. And here's another element of it that I like. He didn't address, but there's a psychology to it that I think works in this case. The Eagles could go 3-0 and not get the 1 seed. That's a real viable possibility. Right. And you don't want to put in the guys' minds, if you have to play that game on the road after they've heard you talking for a month about, we really hope to have the game here. We really hope to have the game here. It really matters to have the game here. And then late January, you got to play the game in Detroit or Minnesota.
Oh, no big deal. It's fine, right? Guys. We always wanted to be on the road anyway, right?
Yeah, like, it doesn't, something's off there. So I think Sirianni's approach is, look, I think his approach in general to handle what you can handle in front of you is a great approach. I mean, it's what Malcolm Jenkins used to say, be where your feet are. Be where your feet are. Like, handle what you can handle right now. Not three weeks ago, not 3 weeks later, right now.
It's so tricky. Keeping the team focused on what matters, which is, you know, right now these games still matter. We do need to win these games if we want to get that one seed.
Yeah.
So, but you know, the focus is divided to some degree.
Well, not necessarily. Ours can be, but that doesn't mean theirs is divided.
Well, I'm saying
I don't think they're thinking of the Giants game
focus.
Yet.
It's hard to keep the focus. When you think about the other teams we're competing against, the Lions in the NFC, the Lions and the Vikings, remember, the last game of the season, they're playing each other.
That's right.
So remember, that is a huge factor. That's an automatic L for one of those teams. One of the teams that we are competing against for that top seed.
Yeah.
Automatic W for the other one.
They could tie also.
But guys, let me give you a scenario. Well, you're not going to tie. Let me give you a scenario we haven't talked about yet that I think is in play. If Minnesota loses one game in the next two, won't they have nothing to play for against Detroit?
No, they could still win the division. If they tie, I think if they tie Detroit, they win the division.
They're behind them right now.
Yeah, but they would have it's because they lost the first time to them. If they
we'd have to look into that. Who would win that tiebreaker? I mean, my
Detroit
concern
holds the tiebreaker against both.
I'm sorry, say it again.
They do.
Yeah, that's what I thought I'd read yesterday.
Well, they currently
the Lions and Vikings have the tiebreaker over the Eagles.
Yeah, but Ross, that's not what I'm saying.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm saying if Minnesota enters that game a game behind Detroit, do they rest their starters because even if they win, they're the five seed? I don't know. I'm just saying that would be a fiasco for the Eagles.
Yeah, that would be like that gets in the second and third tiebreaker. So I'm not I'm not sure. It's a good question. You're assuming that they each win the next two games.
No, if Minnesota were to lose
one. Minnesota loses one and Detroit wins both.
I'm just saying it's something to keep in mind. All right, Go ahead, Ross.
Well, I was just going to say, the thing that's interesting to me right now, the positive for the Eagles is that the Lions are all beat up.
Yeah.
The negative for the Eagles is that the teams that are going to be seeded 3 through 6, that they all have a chance. I mean, those 3, 6, 4, 5 games are going to be battles. Have you seen what the Bucks have done the last couple games?
Yeah, like, the Bucks make
the,
me nervous.
The Bucks against the Packers is what it would be right now. That would be a war. And the Rams, with Stafford and McVay and those receivers, the Rams against the Vikings. My point is, Joe, like, all of those teams have a puncher's chance. The only team that I'd have a tough time picturing winning multiple playoff games is probably the Commanders. Mm-hmm. That would surprise me. But what's changed now is, while the Lions aren't quite as formidable, you know, the Bucks or the Rams, anybody that would come into Philadelphia, they're not going to be afraid, and they're going to have the type of quarterback that, if he gets hot, could give the Eagles a major issue.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Heaviest, obviously, on the Eagles today, but also mixing in some Phils as well. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Red Tag Bonus Cash is back at Armin Chevrolet. In stock now, the 3-row Chevy Traverse. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question. You know, we're trying to figure out how the Phils can get configured to be the best team they can be. So we ask, should some guys move positions? We ask this question: which player moving to the outfield would most help the Phillies be a better team? Is it Bryce back to right? Is it Trey to center? Or is it Schwarber to left? Obviously, with any of these scenarios or a combination of them, you could then sign or trade for players at different positions. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and weigh in on the phone lines. Speaking of the phone lines, something I'm curious for people to weigh in on, because we haven't even addressed it ourselves in the now 2 weeks or so this has been going on. What is going on with the drones? Like, I'm
surprised no one said that as an answer. I don't know if it counts as like a big
picture. It might be too big picture.
We don't know. Yeah. That's the problem.
You know what surprises
what
me?
What is it,
Joe?
Ross? What?
Well, let me just say this, okay? You know, maybe not. Like, have they gotten into, like, they haven't really gotten into Pennsylvania or downtown or near Philly yet,
yes,
right?
Yes, they have.
A little bit. Someone told me yesterday, I forget who I was talking to. Someone told me, I can't remember, but it was somewhere around here. Someone told me.
Because my point is, if the further west they go, the closer they go to where I grew up, I know people that'll shoot them out of the sky without any hesitation
Ben
whatsoever.
Ben will shoot them out of the sky. We know someone right here.
Yeah, Ben Davis.
So, believe it.
And one of the complications, Ross, I know.
Believe it.
You know, the government hasn't said much, but one thing they've said is don't shoot them out of the sky and don't point a laser beam at them, because you can misconstrue it for what you think is a drone, and it actually could be a plane. And as some pilots have said, you know, it could be a small plane. It doesn't have to be a big, you know, 747. Some pilots have said they've had the laser beam pointed at them, and it scares the hell out of them and it affects their vision. So John, what are they? Like, all right, tell me if I'm right about this. It has to be one of four things. Our government, a foreign government.
It's not a foreign government. There's no way there are drones from a foreign government flying around America without, there's 0% chance.
A U.S. citizen or a non-U.S. citizen? Like, am I right that
it has to be, if nothing else,
is
government regulated. Like, there's no way this is happening and the government doesn't know anything about it.
I don't know that it's not a foreign government.
No, there would be issues.
That's
war. Of course there would be issues.
That's not what I'm saying.
I am well aware of that.
Yeah, I think it's...
All right, James, what is it?
I don't know. I think it's something government related.
Could be foreign government. Wasn't there a balloon?
This is drones all over New York City and New Jersey. Like, there's no way.
My brother said they've been over our shore house. You know, and we're down in the Tuckerton area, yep, like right below LBI. Says he's seen plenty of them. You know,
so
that's
John,
kinda,
what like, is know. It, John?
Magic.
Aliens. Oh my God.
I don't know. I think
it's some government
thing. The simplest answer is the government is checking
testing
up on nuclear capabilities in some capacity.
Well, it could be a private citizen. It could be a company.
No. Elon Musk.
If it's a company, the government knows about it, though. The point is the government isn't just letting drones fly across.
Well, whoever knows it isn't admitting it.
If it is the United States government, why would they do it in one of the most populated areas in the country? Like, that's the thing that doesn't really make
sense. Maybe because that's where they have to. If it is for, like, nuclear capabilities.
But they could do it in, like, New
Mexico. But then why not?
They have to do it with their people. They have to know what people react to.
All right, let's find out what Malvern Prep thinks. Malvern Prep, Ben Davis, what the hell is it?
I think it's the U.S. government. I mean, they've been above our house in Chad's Ford the last 2 nights.
And you haven't shot them down.
I have not.
No. I'm stunned by this.
I have not.
You wanted to.
The thought has crossed my mind, Ray.
Well, like, if anyone has an opinion, I mean, I'm just curious what it is.
Maybe a more educated opinion than us.